Paris at Last, Messages of Goodwill. In a little over 2 hours, the coast of England had appeared. Then, across the English Channel, the brave flyer made his way. At last, Cherbourg on the French coast was reached, and not long after, the beacons of the Paris-London airway could be seen. It was dark again, almost 10 p.m., 5 p.m. New York time. Flares had been lighted at the landing field of Le Bourget to attract Lindbergh's notice as he neared Paris. He saw these flares, but traveled a few miles farther to make sure this really was the right landing place, and then he turned back again. He noticed lines of autos crowding the roads near the field, and he could make out the long lines of hangars. At last, Lindbergh brought his plane down upon the aviation field at Le Bourget. He had arrived at the very place for which he had set out just 33.5 hours before. A great shout went up from the crowd of people which had gathered. Lindbergh had to get out of his plane quickly in order to save it from being damaged by the vast throng which was pressing upon it. For half an hour, Lindbergh was carried about upon the shoulders of different men of the crowd. No one carried him very far or seemed to want to take him away. He was just carried around and around within a very small area. Everyone shouted and hurrahed, and there was such an uproar it was impossible to hear anyone speak.